And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And segment number three, a little bit late here. We apologize for that. But glad to have our friends here from the Flint Hills Bread Basket. Super Bowl for the Bread Basket happening this weekend. Bill Kennedy joins us along with Mary Beth Kiefer and Dave Ecker. Welcome to all three of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very good. Mary Beth, it's good to have you on as well. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having the Super Bowl on with the two main people that did all the work for this, Bill and, well, Kevin's not on, but Kevin and Dave, they deserve a lot of thank yous for making all this happen.
Yeah, such a great fundraiser. We had Bill on last week to talk a little bit about it. And, you know, this has, you know, historically been a great opportunity to bring awareness more than anything and really restock the shelves at the Bread Basket. Bill, maybe I'll start with you. What are some of your goals here for this weekend, and how excited are you to get this kicked off?
Good morning. We want to talk about the opportunity. This is a totally new way of doing it, asking people to bring it to the Bread Basket instead of us being at the grocery stores. But we have opportunities to bring food, A, to the Bread Basket tomorrow morning, B, to the police department tomorrow morning. They will be eager to take your food there and bring it down to us. And then finally, all the churches in the area are ready to receive food, and they all network with the Bread Basket. Thank you.
All right, very good. Looking forward to that. And we'll talk a little bit. Mary Beth, what does this event mean to the Bread Basket?
It means a lot to the Bread Basket. You know, it, and I think that Dave is going to give you some statistics here in just a little bit, but during the holidays, we do get a lot of food donated at that time, which we really appreciate. But it also is a strain on the Bread Basket because of the Thanksgiving and Christmas complete meals we send out. And again, Dave's going to comment on that. I just think that everyone is so good in Manhattan to support the Bread Basket. And I know we keep asking them, but the thing is, with hunger, it never ends. I came here in 2011, and we would love to say that, yes, we have it taken care of, but it simply will never happen. There's always people losing jobs. There's always people in the minimum paying jobs here in Manhattan. And so we need it 365 days a year. And thank you for everything that everyone has already done.
Well, you guys have a great organization out there helping a lot of good folks, and we love publicizing it anytime we can. Dave, we want to talk about some of the statistics here we have in Manhattan?
Sure. I'm with the Knights of Columbus, and the Knights of Columbus got involved with the Bread Basket probably 20 or 25 years ago when Shirley Bramhall was the director. The Bread Basket serves the Manhattan area. There are people with Manhattan addresses. They've, in the past year, served 22,000 individuals. And those individuals range in age from 9 months to over 100 years old. They're only able to do this through the willingness of people to donate food and money, in which the money they use to purchase things that aren't donated. They last year did 205 Thanksgiving baskets and 180 Christmas baskets. Those baskets contain everything to prepare the traditional Christmas or Thanksgiving meal, turkey or ham and potatoes, stuffing, the whole gamut of the traditional meal. They've never been closed through the COVID pandemic, and we hope that it stays that way. And we really want to thank all the people who donate to the Bread Basket. We also will take, in addition to food, we will take monetary donations through the tomorrow. So if anyone wants to just give money, they're more than welcome to come down and just give us a check. That would work also.
I don't know who this question would be best directed toward, but I'll just ask it to either one of you here. If people go online, can they purchase food online through the stores and then have the Bread Basket pick that up? Is that a possibility?
I don't know if that has, if that's prepared or if we've talked to the stores about that, but our trucks go there every day for a pickup. And so I, you know, maybe Bill or Dave can talk to the stores about that today. So I can't answer that question, yay or nay. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, as far as, you know, we do have some imminent weather here tomorrow. Is that going to hamper any things for you guys tomorrow, Bill?
It's going to be cold, but for example, at the breadbasket and at the police department, there'll be no need for anybody to get out of the cars. The volunteers will be outside, and hopefully will be hot and warm by the hearts of people that are bringing food and by the effort to carry all that food inside. So yes, it's going to be cold, but I don't know. I had a high school coach tell me once, of course, when the going gets tough, that's when the tough need to get going. And Manhattan is such a wonderful, this whole area is such a wonderful area for giving and for caring. And I think we'll handle the weather just fine.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's always goals for these types of drives. Have you set a goal yet on how much you want to collect here in the Super Bowl drive for the breadbasket?
We'd like to collect 10 or 15,000 pounds of food and $2,500 in cash donations.
All right. Let's do it. I hope we can do it. It would sure be great if we raised that much. 15,000 is a pretty, I think, reachable goal.
You know, a lot of us have food in our pantries and so on that we've kept, and this is a good chance to start fresh, if you want to look at it that way, and bring it down to where it will be used, and it will be used soon. As a county attorney, I'm so aware of hunger in Manhattan, as a prior county attorney, being in people's homes and so on. This is a real need, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Mary Beth, how far would 15,000 pounds go for the bread basket?
It would go a long ways, and that is exactly what we were down from a year ago during the holidays. So that would put us back up and fill our warehouse. And of course, it is important to know that we will keep the food coming to the people no matter what. We have never not filled anyone's food supply when they come here and have the information that we do need to have. I just want to say that we're going to be here from 10 to 12. It sounds like it's going to be a miserable day, but that's when people get out, you know? So we're going to be here, whether it's snowing or if it's raining or if it's sleeting, and we look forward to seeing people just drive through, and the Knights of Columbus are going to have grocery carts out there. You can reach out the window, hand them the food, and it goes in the grocery cart and no contact, and we just want to make it a fun day, but it is going to be cold, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. 905 Yuma Street, that's where the drop-off is at. That's the Flint Hills Bread Basket. And again, you can also donate at your local church here in Manhattan. Help them stock the shelves out there. We want to get it filled up. Guys, thank you so much. It's all the time we have, but we'll look forward to a great event.